Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and put in non-commercial things, recordings I've made. I call those things wombats, and that's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. And there is a wombat ready for the show today, so we'll get there. We're going to start off with something by John Fogerty and Brad Paisley. Got together and did a version of Bad Moon Rising, and it rocks, I think. This is Bad Moon Rising by John Fogerty and Brad Paisley. Just heard Bad Moon Rising by John Fogerty and Brad Paisley singing together. Next up is The Rivers of Babylon by Steve Earle, and this rhythm just catches me. I think it's probably reggae, but there are other names for it. I wish someone could call me right now and tell me, what is this? But whatever it is, it's wonderful. This is Rivers of Babylon by Steve Earle.
By the rivers of Babylon, where he sat down and lay wet when he remembers Zion. Carry us away, captivity, require from us a song. How can we song in this strange land.
That was Rivers of Babylon by Steve Earle. And next up is something new to me. This is Days Like This by Van Morrison. I've played a number of things by Van Morrison on the show, but I hadn't heard this song before last night. And I like the feel of it, but I like the message too. It sort of says, you know, sometimes everything's messed up. There'll be days like this. Sometimes your life is just so full you can't tell anybody how great it is. There'll be days like this. That's the message I get from this song. Days Like This, Van Morrison.
When it's not always raining, there'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. When everything falls into place, like the flick of a switch. Oh, my mama told me, there'll be days like this. When you don't need to worry, there'll be days like this. When no one's in a hurry, there'll be days like this. When all the parts of the puzzle start to look like they should, then I must remember there'll be days like this. When you don't need an answer, there'll be days like this. When you don't need a chance, there'll be days like this. When you don't get the trade by that old Judas kiss, and I must remember, there'll be days like this. You don't have no freeloaders, I don't get their kicks. Well, that's nobody's business. Where did you want to live? Well, my mama told me, There'll be days like this. When no one steps on my dreams, there'll be days like this. People understand what I mean. There'll be days like this. When you ring out the changes, pop out everything is. When my mama told me, there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. All my mama told me, there'll be days like this. Well, my mama told me, there'll be days like this. Oh, my mama told me, she said, there'll be days like this.
That was Van Morrison with Days Like This. Next up is a song that I'm not going to tell you anything about, because it speaks so well for itself in every way. This is Pushing Up Daisies by Kevin Welsh.
Sometimes I tell you the way that I feel. I think that I'm going crazy. Gotta tell myself, man, it ain't that big a deal. It's better than pushing up daisies. I slip and I stumble and I roll down the hill, trying to impress the ladies. Once played a fool, I guess I always will. It's better than a pushing up daisies. A highway with no safety net. God only knows what saves me. All that I know is it ain't over yet. Not till I'm pushing up daisies. I've seen the arrows of death's little quiver come so close they actually graze me. I've seen the blood and I felt the cold shiver. Still I ain't pushing up daisies. Standing here leaning on my windowsill, dreaming on a sky so blue. Pushing up daisies out there on the hill, it's the last thing that I'll ever do. Sometimes my heart is as true as a child. Sometimes my heart, it betrays me. Breaks right in two every once in a while. But it's better than pushing up daisies. Standing here leaning on my windowsill, dreaming on a sky so blue. Pushing up daisies out there on the hill, it's the last thing that I'll ever do.
That was Pushing Up Daisies, sung by Kevin Welsh. Next up is Emmylou Harris singing New Cut Road, Guy Clark wrote this song and sings a great version of it, and there are others, but this is the first one I ever heard Emmy Lou sing. She's apparently a good friend of Guy's, and she's doing New Cut Road. That was Emmy Lou Harris singing Guy Clark's song, New Cut Road. Next up is a traditional English folk song, and this is sung by Rachel Hardy. It's called Scarborough Fair, and I find the arrangement quite mystical, really, just kind of floating out there somewhere. This is Scarborough Fair by Rachel Hardy.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. He once was a true love of mine. Tell him to make me a cambric shirt.
That was Scarborough Fair, sung by Rachel Hardy. The next song is Landslide. And this is the version, the song was written by Stevie Nicks in Fleetwood Mac, and they performed it, and Stevie Nicks sang the lead, a beautiful piece. And this is the Dixie Chicks, their interpretation of this song, very different, and I get a kick out of it. Landslide by the Dixie Chicks.
I took my love and I took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. Child.
That was Landslide by the Dixie Chicks. Next up is one of the most classic of all classic country music songs. This is Hank Williams singing Call Lijah.
Elijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maid over in the antique store. Elijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a Tommy Hall. The maiden wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Elijah, too stubborn to ever show a sign, because his heart was made of knotty pine. Poor old Elijah, he never got a kiss. Poor Elijah, he don't know what he missed. Is it any wonder that his face is red? Elijah, that poor old wooden head. Indian never went nowhere. His heart was set on the Indian maid with the coal black hair. Elijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. And then one day a wealthy customer bought the Indian maid and took her oh so far away, but old Elijah stayed. Elijah just stands there as lonely as can be and wishes he was still an old pine tree. Oh, Elijah, he never got a kiss. Oh, Elijah, he don't know what he missed. Is it any wonder that his face is red? Elijah, that poor old wooden head.
That was Call Lijah by Hank Williams. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play songs like the ones you're listening to now and occasionally put in something different, a recording I've made, maybe me performing something, and I try and put something in every week. And I call those things wombats. And it's wombat time now. Here comes a wombat. That's what I call any oddball thing I stick in here, and this one definitely qualifies as a wombat. This is me singing something at a group sing. We were just all standing in a big circle, and I took a turn and sang this, and some people sang with me as I sang. You'll hear them come in as they learn the song, because they probably hadn't never heard it before. This is me having a glorious time. The people who are singing with me are the Pine Woods campers who were at the camp that week, and it was just wonderful. I want you to imagine that this, or realize that this is, for me, one of my peak experiences. I just love doing this. And especially with those people, listen to what they're doing, singing around me, especially on the chorus. They're doing wild things, and I find that very pleasing, that I could let them do that, have them do that, and be there when they did it and sing with them. So this is My God, He Is a Rock, sung by me, Harry Baya.
My God, He is a rock in a weary land, weary land, well, a weary land. My God, He is a rock in a weary land, shelter in a time of storm. Stop, let me tell you about number one. The good Lord's work was just begun. stop. Let me tell you about number two. The good Lord wrote the Bible through. Stop. Let me tell you about number three. My God, He died on Calvary. My God, He is a rock in a weary land. Weary land, well, a weary land. My God, He is a rock in a weary land. Shelter in a time of storm. My God, He is a rock in a weary land. About number four, the good Lord went among the poor. Stop, let me tell you about number five, the good Lord made the dead to come alive. Stop, let me tell you about number six, the good Lord went among the sick. Well, my God, He is a rock in a weary land, weary land, well, a weary land. My God, He is a rock in a weary land. Shelter in a time of storm. My God, He is a rock in a weary land. Weary land, well, a weary land. My God, He is a rock in a weary land. Shelter in a time of storm. Stop, let me tell you about number seven. The good Lord died and went to heaven. Stop, let me tell you about number eight. I saw Him at the pearly gates. Stop, let me tell you about number nine. The good Lord turned the water into wine. Yeah. Stop, let me tell you about number ten. Good Lord, my God, we're gonna need Him again. My God, He is a rock in a weary land. Weary land, well, a weary land. My God, He is a rock in a weary land.
That was today's Wombat. Harry Baya singing My God, He is a Rock with the Pine Woods Campers. Next up is a song made famous by the group The Mamas and the Papas. It's called California Dreamin'. And this version is by a group called Shut Up, Kiss Me. I think that's an outstanding name. And so, California Dreamin'. And trust me, I can tell you from personal experience that there are some warm, balmy days in mid-January in California. California Dreamin'.
All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray. I've been for a walk on a winter's day.
That was California Dreaming by Shut Up and Kiss Me. Next up is Jim Stafford, a country music singer who does a lot of funny things. And he recorded this song back in the 70s, and it was a hit. But he introduces it by saying when it was first written by a guy named Don Bowman in 1962, it was considered so scandalous that no one would even touch it. Anything that mentioned anything like this was just going to be not politically acceptable. So Jim Stafford recorded it about 10 years later or more and had a hit out of it. It's kind of cute. Wildwood Weed.
Well, the wildwood flower grew wild on the farm. We never knowed what it's called. Some said it's a flower and some said it's a weed, and I never really gave it much thought. One day I was out there talking to my brother, reached down for a weed to chew on. Things got fuzzy and things got blurry, and then everything is gone. I didn't know what happened, but I knew it beat the heck out of sniffing burlap. And I was pretty sure I was gone, because I woke up and I wasn't there. I looked around for me everywhere and finally caught up with myself in open pasture land, laying flat on my back with Hershey wrappers between my toes, beating on my chest, singing, "Don't it make your brown eyes blue?" I come to, my brother was there, and he said, "What's wrong with your eyes?" I said, "I don't know. I was chewing on a weed." He said, "Well, let me give it a try." Spent the rest of that day and most of the night trying to find my brother Bill. Caught up with him about 6 o'clock the next morning, naked, singing on the windmill. Bill was naked. Said he flew up there. I had to fly up and get him down. All good things got to come to an end. It's the same with the wildwood weeds. One day a fella from Washington come by and he spied him, turned white as a sheet. And he dug and he burned and he burned and he dug till he killed our cute little weeds. And then he drove away. We smiled and waved, sitting there on that sack of seeds. Y'all come back now. You hear?
That was Jim Stafford singing Wildwood Weed. And next up is The Wait. The Wait is a fantastic song, and a lot of groups have done it, and I've played many versions. Here's yet another one. I've never played this version, I don't think. This is the Old Crow Medicine Show, with Will Hunter apparently singing the lead, and they've got, it's a reunion performance, so they had lots of people who used to be in the group who were visiting, and they sing. So I think there are a bunch of stars in this thing. Anyway, this is the Old Crow Medicine Show singing The Wait.
I pulled into Nazareth. I was feeling about half past 10. I just need a place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand, and no was all he said.
say, it's just old Luke who's waiting on the judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Anna Lee? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay with Anna Lee company?
Take a load off, take a load off the grief, take a load off,
hey, you put the load right on the load.
Chester followed me, and he caught me down in the vault. Said, I will fix your rack if you'll take Jack, my dog. Now wait a minute, Chester, you know I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy, won't you feed?
That was The Wait, performed by the Old Crow Medicine Show. Next up is a bluegrass version of Roll in My Sweet Baby's Arms.
Fast Company.
Ain't gonna work on the farm. Gonna lay round the shack till the mail train's back and roll in my sweet baby's arms.
Roll in my sweet baby's arms. Roll in my sweet baby's arms. Lay round the shack till the mail train's back and roll in my sweet baby's arms. Thank you.
in the streets with another man wouldn't even go my bell.
Roll in the sweet baby John. Roll in the sweet baby. Money rolling. Sister can weep and it's been. Dad's got a job in the old cotton mill, just watching the money roll in.
Just heard Rolling in My Sweet Baby's Arms, Bluegrass. And now the last song on the show today is Toby Keith singing I Should Have Been a Cowboy. And this is a performance where he interacts with the audience and just is having a very good time. I guess sometimes I think I should have been a cowboy, just like it says in the song, for all the same reasons. I grew up seeing a lot of cowboy movies. This is Toby Keith with Should Have Been a Cowboy.
Me. with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding a shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Oh, young man, haven't you been told Oklahoma's full of whiskey and women, beer and gold?
Keith with Should Have Been a Cowboy. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with Harry Baya as your host from WEHC and WISC. We close this show with kind of a ritual ending. It's my audience participation time. That's where I invite you to join me in celebrating our being here. So your chance is coming up momentarily. I need to count off the seconds here. Then I say to you, okay, here we go. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.